The Electoral Commission has given an indication that it could extend the period for re-registration of NHIS cardholders and others who missed out of the limited registration exercise. This, however, will be based on modalities to be agreed upon by key stakeholders, including political parties. Speaking on a current affairs program focus, the Deputy PRO at the EC, Yusuf Ayuba, noted that the EC is currently considering all proposals to that effect.
We would assess the situation. The commission is currently looking at all possibilities, and we would come out at the appropriate time to tell Ghanaians what exactly we feel or we would do going forward. You know, in the law, there's opportunity for continuous registration. The technical committee that was set up has submitted their report to the Electoral Commission. We would table it before the political parties in IPAC. If the modalities are agreed upon, we'll roll it out. So all those persons who were outside and also who could not take advantage of the limited registration exercise could use that opportunity to get themselves on the register. If you look at the law, it is very, very clear as to the role of the Electoral Commission vis-a-vis the role of the political parties. So we have to agree on how we would implement that. And if that is taken on board by the political parties, then we would start rolling the continuous registration.
Yusuf Ayuba is the EC's deputy PRO. A spokesperson for the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, John Lavi, bemoaned the pathetic attitude of the Ghanaian electorate towards the exhibition exercise and the late start of the process at all centres visited by CODEO.
Everything seems to be going on quite well, except that the turnout is very, very low. We discover that the turnout is low. We also find out that the political parties that we expected should send representatives to the exhibition centers, no, they didn't, very few. Just about 30% of the over 1,000 exhibition centers we watched had 30% of NPP representatives were there, and far less, 20% for NDC. And the others are still even lower. So, and then we also found out that security. In our checklist, we wanted to know whether uniform security was also there in the exhibition centers. But our finding is that no, very few indeed. The regulation is that the exercise should start 7 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. So when we trained our observers, we asked them to even be there before the 7 o'clock. In almost all the cases, nowhere we have observed so far started 7 a.m. The average time they started was 8. In other words, some people even started between 8 and 10.
John Lavi speaks for CODEO. Contributing to the program via telephone, a local governance expert, Dr. Eric Odrosai, entreated the Electoral Commission to fast-track the process of setting up a legal department to study and understand its operations so as to help address legal issues that are critical to the electoral process, just like the Supreme Court's ruling on the NHIS card registrants.
We should, as a matter of urgency, speed up the process of setting up a legal department so that that legal department would understand the operational and administrative processes of EC. Because if you continue to rely on retainer lawyers who may not understand the nitty-gritties of the organization, the lawyer goes to court and argues on the basis of pure law. But there are a lot of things about EC that you need a technical person who works within EC to understand. One of them is this practical challenges of implementing the Supreme Court decision. I'm very positive that if the EC's lawyer had been somebody who had worked with the EC and understand the challenges the EC faced from the police station level to the district office, to the regional office, to the national level, that person could have made a solid argument on the practical challenges EC is going to face in implementing this. We always learn by the day. And I know that this call that is made, EC will be in the process, or they have even started the process of setting up their own legal department, know that it is their right, it is their responsibility. They have a duty to make sure that they register. If EC think that they have the resources, extend the day, I would also suggest that they do that. But if they don't have the resources, we cannot fault them. But they should create an alternative opportunity for those who are not able to get their names into the register to do that.
Those were views of panelists on a current affairs program focus, which reviewed the registration, the re-registration and ongoing exhibition exercise. Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission will